It's Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, Dionne Warwick. The star of Super Password, Bert Convy.
Tom, Tom. How are you? Thank you very much. Howdy. Hi, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Well, that generous welcome, we appreciate that, do we not? We do appreciate that. It's always nice to have. Doesn't an audience affect you when you walk out
always,
if they're up and going?
Always. I mean, they give you the attitude. They really do.
I don't think audiences realize how much they affect the performance.
Absolutely.
You know, we always say, well, you know, you go out and you do your best, but it
there's
does matter.
There's the reason that it happens, yeah.
Absolutely, because you said the...
If there's no audience, my shows are lousy.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's true. Singers do have it easier when it comes...
They certainly do.
If they're not there, it's okay, but for you, it's a... You pause and nothing happens.
Yeah, we need them. We need you people. Stay with us.
What's your favorite joke at the moment, Marty? Have you got
Can't any? Tell it, Bert.
Oh, okay. What's your next famous joke then?
My next favorite joke?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about the little boy, about the guy that goes and knocks on the door, and the little boy says, Lane says, is your mommy home? He says, no, she's upstairs with a goat. And he says, your mother's upstairs in the upstairs part of the house with a goat? And the little boy says, yeah. And he says, does that bother you? And the boy said, nah.
Oh, my God.
Rolling right along, folks.
Could you imagine the one I couldn't
yes,
tell?
Yes, you can imagine. Here comes our champion, Judy. Quickly, Judy, quickly.
Judy, quickly.
We certainly are.
Hello, Judy. Judy, it's so good to have you here.
I just had a nickel.
Yes, I'll bet, of course. Please tell us about yourself again. Never mind it. Judy, please.
I'm Judy Jackson. I am from the South, Mississippi, Arkansas. I'm a teacher, counselor at John Burroughs Junior High School. I'm married to a wonderful guy named Pat. I have two children, Sean and Drew.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to let your students out to see you on the show?
Sure. I'll stay home.
It is time for Judy and Dionne to go over and play for $5,000, and here we go.
Yeah. Okay, Judy.
Okay. Right there. This is your first time over here. You're a brand new champion.
Yes.
What you are. It's not Dionne's first time over here. She was here already this week and did beautifully, so you're in good hands. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with D and continuing through M. D through M. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100. Judy, you know that. If you get all 10, I'll give you $5,000. Not so bad. That's a good thing to do, by the way. Just what Dionne did is a very good thing to do. Just take a nice deep breath. And relax. Yes, you have 60 seconds, Dionne. We'll put your first word on the board, but nobody guesses yet. Don't say anything. There it is. Okay, ready to go? Here we go. Ready and go.
Evil.
Devil.
E.
Fast.
What?
Male. Fast. Male. Orient.
Express.
F.
Sheep.
Follow.
Group.
Flock.
G.
Atlanta.
Georgia.
H.
Fingers.
Hands.
I.
Clinging. Green.
Ivy.
J.
Pass.
K.
Pass.
L.
Fish. C.
Lake.
Fish.
Line.
Shell.
Lobster.
M.
January.
Oh, too bad.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
Sorry.
Okay, let's see. Now, the J, you passed on quickly.
I know. I couldn't,
you couldn't
think of one word.
Okay. It's the whiskey, small...
Jigger.
Right. Yes, right. Whiskey glass. The other one,
I couldn't think of the opposite of what this is.
I can't either.
Kung Fu, that's two words.
No, it's not. It's K-A-R-A-T.
Oh.
That's why I didn't understand, because all you had to say, diamond.
Diamond.
Yes.
Oh.
Just stick out your hands, as a matter of fact, if you want to. You want to see a rock, folks.
10 of them.
Okay, too bad. You, let's see, what did you get?
I started with January.
Yeah, you got
February.
Right.
You got
seven is what you got. So you now have a total of $2,400. Judy, you can come back again. Next time, the Super Pass will be worth $5,000 more or $10,000, and we'll come back in just a moment and play some more. You know, it's funny, because we used to have that word.
Ha, ha, ha! Gotcha! Gotcha!
Thank you, Terry, very much, because they almost caught me in a very compromising position, didn't they? Yes, but you're very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, Judy, you came very close. You did very well. I mean, it's a tough thing to do over there, as Dion will tell you. The pressure mounts. All right, now we have $10,000 over there, as I said, and here's someone who's going to try and grab it. Come on in, Kim. Well, let's go. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to talk
to
you.
Nice to speak. We can talk and say hello and everything.
I was touching him. I said, you can't talk to us, but we can touch you. We can touch you.
That's true. As they go down the hall. Tell us all about yourself, please.
Well, my name is Kim Mathewson, soon to be Anderson. I'm a native Californian, and I live in San Diego, where I go to school at a junior college, Grossmont.
Okay. As soon to be Anderson, you're going to marry a gentleman named Anderson, no doubt.
His last name.
Well, that's what I meant, yes. It'd be silly to have first name is, well, it could be Andy Anderson, actually.
That's his dad's name.
That's his dad's name? Mm-hmm. Really?
Anderson Anderson.
Sounds like the fix is in to me.
Wait a minute.
Let me say hello to the Anderson family.
Thank you very much. Okay, welcome to you, Kim, and good luck. And if you're all set to go, Dion and Marty are going to give you the clues. Here's a $100 puzzle playing for $10,000, and let's do it, shall we? First word, please. Marty, if you
will. Can I just tell her to relax a little?
Well, of course. Okay, hold on a second. This does not count on time.
Okay, you ready?
Why don't you give her a little kiss and maybe hold her hand? Just give her a little hug, a little pat.
Just relax. She's nervous. I can see she's nervous.
No, take a big, deep breath.
You did that on purpose.
Okay. Now you're relaxed.
She's relaxed now, isn't she?
Yes, and she's the color of her sweater. That's a terrible thing to do.
It becomes her.
Here
you ready?
Go.
Macintosh.
Apple.
Yes, absolutely.
See how easy it is?
See, it was a snap. All right, we have Apple on the board. Kim, what could that be?
Snow White.
Is it Snow White? No, good guess. Whoa, good guess. Next word, please. Marty?
Puller.
Tugger.
Leon?
Tugger.
Okay, Marty.
Ship.
Tugboat.
Yeah! You could have even said boat, I think.
Can I have
the red
boat?
Sure, absolutely.
I keep forgetting this.
Well, it's a funny rule, but you could have said boat. We have Apple and Tugboat up there, Kim.
New York Harbor?
Is it New York Harbor? New York Harbor.
I know what it is.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Good for you. I do, too.
But it'll be a long time until I get a chance to guess, won't it?
Yes, it certainly will. Marty?
Big?
Little.
Yes. Apple, Tugboat, and Little. Kim?
Oh.
You know for sure. Huh?
I'm so sure I'd be willing to bet the last contestant's coat.
Oh, that was a nice coat Tony had yesterday. Yes, okay. Next word, please. Gotta pay attention here.
All right. Jokes go day after day with
you. Yeah, I know. You gotta watch every day. Marty, continue, please. Thank you, Marty. Dion. Oh, Marty. Oh, boy.
Parentless.
Hold it. Illegal?
Are you sure?
Yes, I can tell. When they say it that fast, it means it's come up before.
Wait a minute.
What?
Prove it.
Wait. Yeah, because if it's not in the book, how can they prove it, right? Oh, that does prove it, doesn't it? All right, Dion, fourth and final clue.
Well, that's the same.
Mm-hmm. We're still on that word.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, his clue is illegal, so we just didn't allow it, but we have to count it as a turn.
So you say it too, though, and then it'll be good.
Child.
Orphan.
Yes. parentless is a perfect clue, of course.
Why is it not legal?
Well, because it's not a word. Apple, oh. Tugboat, little, and orphan.
Annie.
Is it Annie? Yes. Did you know that? Name.
Boy, I didn't get it.
All I can think of is New York Harbor.
Is parentless really not a word?
No, apparently not. All right, Judy has $100. We'll come back in just a moment with a lot more password for you in just a second. Don't worry.
Really just do it.
I don't even know where that is.
Still Montana.
As far as we know, it isn't running any place.
Well, guess what?
All right, okay, we're back. $200 puzzle. The cash word is worth $1,000. Judy has $100 so far. And if you're all set, here we go, gang. Judy and Kim giving the clues. Here comes the first word, please. There it is. Kim?
Why don't we start with Kim?
Let's start with Kim this
time.
Okay, good idea.
Beginning.
Start.
Uh-huh. Judy?
Sin.
Eve.
Yeah, good clue. Kim?
Beginning.
Original.
Yes.
Very good.
That meant I know.
Say something.
You've done it, huh?
All right. Original, Marty.
Is it sin?
No. Okay. Next word, please.
Could it be, please?
It might be sometime soon. Try Spider-Man. That was very big last week. All right, Kim?
Star.
Moon.
Okay, Judy.
Famous.
Super.
Okay, Kim.
Personality.
Celebrity.
Yes, very good. Tough word, actually. You did very well with it. Original celebrity.
Oh, I don't know. Pee-wee Herman.
Is it Pee-wee Herman? There were celebrities before Pee-wee Herman, I think.
Were
okay,
they?
Next word. Who was? Okay, next word, please. Kim?
Sparrow.
Robin.
Yes. Original, celebrity, and Robin, Marty.
Is it Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Is it Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? You bet. Didn't need leads and program. Absolutely. Yes. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And here he is, Marty Cohen at home with his wife and family's little child, Nicholas. What a wonderful, relaxing evening we're having.
Next week. We'll go to Deepest MTV's just to see Dionne Warwick's Diamond.
Yes. Kim has $200. Judy has $100. And it is time for the magic cash word toaster box. And there you are, Marty. Take a look at it. Show everybody at home what the cash word is. There it is. I didn't see it. There it is. Okay, did you take a look, sir?
Mm-hmm.
We're ready for clue number one of three.
Heater.
Kerosene.
All right, clue number two.
Older.
Radiator.
Yes! You guys are in $2,000. Would you like a hand out for that, young lady? Okay.
Doesn't want it.
With our score. What is our score? $200 for Kim and $100 for Judy. We will change partners and break away and come right back after this message. Okay.
$300.
He's yelling at me now. You see, Terry, you're getting dollars. A lot of money at stake. So if you're all set, Dion and Marty giving the clues. Here comes the first word of the $300 puzzle. And Marty, you'll start us off this time, sir.
Soft.
Hard.
That'll do it.
We have a card on the board, Judy.
What a guess. Is it peanut brittle? Perfect guess. Your first guess is
it Joan Crawford?
Never mind. Here we go. Next word, please. There it is. Marty?
Cigar.
Cigarette.
Yes.
You almost said pipe, didn't you? I know.
Hard cigarette. Judy?
Humphrey Bogart.
Is it Humphrey Bogart? Okay.
Sure, I'm all the odds.
Next word, please. Marty?
Ignite.
Light.
Okay. Dion.
Flint.
Bick?
What did she say?
Did you say Flint? Flint. Marty?
Fireworks.
Explode.
Fourth and final clue.
Fire.
Sparkle.
No, that's not the word. They won't give it to you on that, so nobody guesses. The word, how about if embers? It's not a very good one, though.
Spark. Reno.
Yeah, spark is the word. Nobody guesses. We'll put it on the board.
About Reno.
All right.
Gotten sparks.
Hard, right. Cigarette, and spark. Nobody say anything now. Here we go. Next word, please. There it is. Marty?
Bic.
Lighter.
Yes. Hard, cigarette, spark, and lighter. Judy?
Bic.
Is it Bic? Hard, lighter, spark. Okay, here we go. Next word, please. Marty.
Rolling.
Stone.
Yes, that's a perfect clue.
I almost went for rocket. I changed my mind.
It's a perfect clue. Hard, cigarette, spark, lighter, and stone. Judy?
Is it Flint?
Is it Flint? Now, isn't that funny? See, came up right here. Nice going. All right, let's hand that monitor out there. Marty, if you will, Dion, hand that over to Kim, please. Judy has $400. Kim has $200. This is the $400 puzzle. This will decide who goes over and plays for $10,000. And here we go. Kim and Judy, given the clues. I know, they root for each other. Here we go. Kim, lead us off, please.
Robert.
Bob.
Yes. On the board is Bob. It's for the game. Every guess now.
Robert Redford.
Is it Robert Redford? Okay, certainly a good guess. Next word, please. All right, Kim?
Faith.
Religion.
Uh-huh. Judy?
Charity.
Hope.
Yes.
Nothing to do about that.
Hope. For the game, Marty.
Is it George Burns?
Is it George Burns?
Why would I think this? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Certainly not Bob Hope.
Here we go. Not now, it's not. Next word, please. Judy?
Ski.
Lift.
Uh-huh. Kim?
Mountain.
Top.
Judy?
Down.
Run.
Fourth and final clue.
Hill.
Slope. Is it slope?
Yes, it is. It's slope. Ski slope is what it was. Nobody say anything. We'll put it on the board and nobody guesses. Bob, Hope, and Slope. Next word, please.
Oh.
Okay. Judy?
Pigs.
Nose.
Uh-huh. Kim?
Nose.
Snout.
Yes. Whoa. Bob, Hope, Slope, Snout for the game.
Skeet nose.
Pardon me?
Old skeet nose.
Old skeet nose? Is it old skeet nose? Okay. Last word, gang. Here we go. This is it. Kim.
Bob.
We'll allow that. Bob.
Bob.
Richard.
Okay, Judy.
Diminutive.
Small.
Uh-huh. Kim?
Peggy.
Fleming.
Okay, fourth and final clue on the last word.
What was your clue?
Did you say, what did you say?
I said Peggy.
Peggy, okay.
Jack.
Oh, isn't that interesting? All I could think of was moniker or Something like that. What would you say for that last clue, gang? That's right. The word was nickname. What's the answer to the puzzle, gang? Skeenos. You said skeet nose. Anyway, because you had it. All right. No harm, no foul. You'll have to play it again. We'll break away and come back and start that $400 puzzle again. Whoa. Well, we're going to have to wait and settle this tough one tomorrow. We ran out of time, so tomorrow we'll start off and settle this once and for all. Be with us, please. Thanks for watching. Bye, everybody.